tired and weary, past the halfway mark, but with many hours yet to go. It is at such a point in the queue to end all queues that you might expect spirits to sag. The perfect moment, then, for this. Charles's reign thus far has surprised many with its deft common touch. Seemingly in no hurry, the new king and his son walked the line, meeting, talking, laughing.
30 hours, no sleep.
Did you 30 hours?
Yeah.
Did you a very good 30 hours?
This was the royal saying thank you to the throngs waiting patiently to say their thanks to the late queen.
It's quite emotional again.
For those in the right place at the right time, an extraordinary experience.
We were just in the queue, and then to be told, just stand here, it will be worth it, and then we didn't really know what was going on, but then to find out that King Charles and Prince William were coming was just amazing, absolutely on cloud nine, totally thrilled, and if we had any tiredness, it's now gone.
Tiredness started to kick in, and then now the spirits are just lifted.
Everybody in the crowd felt it as well. It was electric. It was such a pleasure, and so good to see them both together as well, which just was not expecting even half of that. Phenomenal.
At times, the queues reached maximum capacity and has had to be paused. But for those willing to endure, the reward is a personal moment, a debt repaid, a memory for the ages.
And this is the exit. They have survived the mother of all queues. They came, they have waited, they've given their gratitude, and now they're leaving. But it's not just the public that are coming to pay their respects at the Queen's coffin. Leaders and VIPs have been arriving too, but with the world working the way that it does, they haven't had to wait the 16 hours or so that these people have.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, Australia's Prime Minister, and the list of world leaders visiting the Queen's lying in state will grow as more arrive for their funeral on Monday. Finally, on Saturday, it was time for the Queen's 8 grandchildren to stand vigil at her coffin. William at the head, his brother at the foot. Harry permitted to wear military uniform for the first time since relinquishing royal duties 2 years ago. A sombre and formal reminder that a family and a nation mourn together. Rory Challance, Al Jazeera, London.